Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. The Ford County Sheriff's Office provided updates on the conditions of the deputies in a shootout.
Deputies Gary Solomons and Brandon Hornback were identified as the Ford County deputies who were injured during an officer-involved shooting in Dodge City last Monday morning. Deputy Solomons was treated and released from St. Catherine's Hospital the same day. Deputy Hornback was taken to a hospital in Wichita where he underwent surgery. The Clark County Sheriff says Undersheriff Wallace Long was also taken to a hospital in Wichita. All three men are now recovering from their injuries at home and are doing well. I'm J.P. Bazette.
And the Kansas City Chiefs are advancing to the Super Bowl following a 23-20 victory over the Cincinnati Bengals in the AFC title game Sunday at Arrowhead. The championship to be held February 12th in Arizona when the Chiefs take on the Philadelphia Eagles, who knocked out the Niners in the NFC game. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Is your life affected by someone else's gambling? If your answer is yes or you have more questions, Gammonon is there for you. Gammonon helps family members, friends, and those affected by a compulsive gambler find answers and strategies for dealing with the finances, debts, and strained relationships caused by gambling. Visit gam-anon.org for the national meeting list. Come to a meeting whether or not the gambler in your life seeks help or even recognizes that there is a gambling problem. For more information, go to gam-anon.org.
Paid for by Invite Health. Guys, if you're over 40, it's time to talk about your prostate. Do you sometimes wake up in the night to use the bathroom, feel like you need to go more than you used to, or have a weaker stream? Have you experienced issues in the bedroom? It could be an enlarged prostate. One out of four men experience prostate issues by 40, and that number increases every year. If you want less trips to the bathroom, less waking up in the night, and improvement in the bedroom, call 800-992-1743 for your free bottle of Prostate HX. Prostate HX is powered by naturally sourced, clinically proven ingredients, giving you the prostate support you need to have less urge to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. We guarantee you'll love the results. Get your free bottle. Just call 800-992-1743 to find out how. Don't wait. This free bottle offer won't last long. Call 800-992-1743 right now for your free bottle offer. Call 800-992-1743. 800-992-1743. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. These statements and information are not a substitute for or alternative to seeking care from your health care providers.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Kansas Senator Olathe Fouse-Godeau said state law revoked driving privileges for failure to pay a traffic citation should be amended to give motorists the opportunity to apply for a restricted license so they could get to work and earn money to pay off penalties. Fouse-Godeau, who led efforts in the Kansas legislature for previous changes to traffic law, told Senate colleagues on Tuesday that the idea was to open a path for an estimated 3,300 Kansans to secure a limited-use license, as, with that in hand, she said, those individuals could earn an income that could be devoted to paying fines, obtaining insurance, and taking care of their families. The state operates a program allowing more than 180,000 Kansans with suspended licenses to get back on the road with approval of the Kansas Division of Motor Vehicles, though Kansans with a revoked license tied to non-payment of fines or fees don't qualify for the existing state program. The bill carving out the reprieve wouldn't be available to people with DUIs or other major driving infractions, nor could Senate Bill 2 be used by individuals convicted for driving with a canceled, suspended, or revoked license more than three times. And a person granted this restricted license by the State Division of Motor Vehicles would forfeit it if found guilty of another violation tied to suspension, revocation, or cancellation of the license. Senator Mike Peterson, a Wichita Republican and chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee, said he expected the committee to work toward approving a bill to address the issue, and a divergent coalition endorsed the legislation, including the NAACP, Americans for Prosperity, the Kansas Chamber, and a representative of three Kansas law enforcement associations. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is accepting applications from producers to participate in the Kansas Local Food Purchase Assistance, or LFPA, program. The Kansas LFPA program will strengthen the state's local food system by providing expanded wholesale market access to Kansas's food producers and increasing access to locally sourced food in rural and urban counties impacted by food insecurity. The Kansas Department of Agriculture was awarded a $2,500,000 cooperative agreement under the U.S. Department of Agriculture Agricultural Marketing Services Local Food Purchase Assistance Cooperative Agreement Program, and the funds will be used to purchase and distribute Kansas-grown and processed foods to underserved communities and families across Kansas through the state's existing distribution network of food banks. Kansas producers are encouraged to apply to participate in the Kansas LFPA program in order to sell their products to the food banks serving the state. Products eligible for sale under the program include produce, dairy, meat, eggs, honey, and processed food, and products must be grown or processed local to Kansas to be eligible for sale under the program. Applications are due to the Kansas Department of Agriculture no later than 5 p.m. on February 15th. And for more information, you can visit agriculture.ks.gov/LFPA. It was announced that Camber Children's Mental Health, previously KVC Hospitals, is expected to begin accepting patients and providing care by early February at its new Youth Mental Health Hospital in Hays. The contract agreement between the Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services and Camber, effective through June 30th of 2027, specifies admissions at a licensed 14-bed hospital for youth up to 18 years of age to include up to 10 no-eject, no-reject state institutional alternative beds focused on patients from the Larned State Hospital catchment area. In this state-of-the-art facility, Camber's mental health and medical professionals will provide both inpatient and residential treatment for youth in need of intensive services to help them stabilize, build resilience, and develop coping skills so they can return home as soon and as safely as possible to continue outpatient treatment in their community. Families, community mental health centers, healthcare providers, schools, and agencies seeking mental health treatment for youth can contact Camber's admissions team 24/7 at 913-890-7468. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
Kansans are reminded that the cold weather rule, designed to help Kansans who are behind on their utility payments avoid disconnection during the winter months, began November 1st and will remain in effect through March 31st. While the cold weather rule is in effect, utility companies cannot disconnect customer service when the local temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. The Kansas Corporation Commission, the agency that regulates public utilities in the state, implemented the rule in 1983 to prevent utility companies from disconnecting a customer's natural gas or electric service during periods of extreme cold. The cold weather rule also requires utility companies to offer a 12-month payment plan to allow consumers to maintain or reestablish service, and any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. However, it is the customer's responsibility to contact their gas or electric company to make those arrangements. The cold weather rule applies only to residential customers of electric, natural gas, and water utility companies who are under the KCC's jurisdiction. However, many municipal utilities and cooperatives have similar winter weather policies. Information about the cold weather rule is available on the Commission's website, and Kansans may also contact their local utility company or the KCC's Office of Public Affairs and Consumer Protection at 800-662-0027. The Norton County Hospital's Rehabilitation Department has made the move to a new location, but there's much more to the transition than just a physical address, as the department offers virtual visits as well as more space and additional equipment, and an added benefit is that patients can pull right up to the door in their vehicles. Department Manager Keelan Jacobs said this move provides an opportunity to expand upon what the outpatient rehab has offered up until this point, saying they've always had very high patient satisfaction survey results. Norton County Hospital Rehabilitation is primarily an outpatient therapy operation. The facility offers a physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and therapists also treat patients who are being treated in the hospital. And with a virtual component, patients are able to mix in virtual visits with in-person appointments. People may feel more comfortable checking in virtually, even if the threat of COVID is eased some. And this option is also desirable for patients who have to travel quite a distance to the hospital, as well as being a great advantage for people who need an element of flexibility to accommodate their daily schedules. Sometimes a preferred therapist is not available at the facility. However, that person may be available for a virtual session, and this helps with program adherence. Patients can call the outpatient rehab office as they would normally do, and if a patient is interested in doing virtual therapy, the receptionist will get him or her in touch with a patient liaison. Norton County Hospital Rehabilitation enlists a third-party company called Joint Recovery Services to help provide therapy because the company has a specific platform Norton County uses. Patients can find a new location at 711 North Norton Avenue. The community is reminded that the Kansas Department of Transportation will hold an open house today, Monday, January 30th, for the upcoming reconstruction of 6 miles of Kansas 383 in Norton County. The event is scheduled from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Almena Community Center that's located at 421 Main in Almena. Attendees will be able to review the project plans and expected traffic impacts, and Kansas Department of Transportation staff will be available for questions and comments about the project. There'll be no formal presentation given, so participants are welcome to come and go at any time during the event between 4 and 6 p.m. The project is the second phase of the Kansas Department of Transportation's reconstruction of the 26-mile K-383 corridor in Norton and Phillips counties. Construction activities include reconstruction and widening the highway on existing alignment, as well as adding paved shoulders. And the work is expected to begin this spring and be completed by the end of 2023, weather permitting. Anyone that has questions about the event should contact Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Imagine one of your favorite moments, something truly good. This holiday season, it's time to focus on the positive. And Nextech is here to help you share more of what makes life good. Experience and enjoy more of the memories, traditions, and good times with 3 months free of any Nextech service. Plus, current customers can upgrade a service without a price boost for the first 3 months. This holiday season, find more of your good when you visit nextech.com/the good.
Northern Valley USD 212 is excited to wish the athletes playing on the Northern Valley Huskies winter sports teams good luck. To the boys and girls, they've got what it takes to send the competition running. Way to go, Huskies! From the loyal staff and fans at Northern Valley USD 212 in Almena. Coombs Trucking proudly supports the Thunder Ridge Longhorns winter sports teams and wishes the dedicated athletes good luck. They haul all over, so give them a call at 785-543-2759. From your friends and loyal fans at Coombs Trucking in Phillipsburg.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Kansas 3rd District Congresswoman Sherris Davis is among 20 Democrats named Friday to the House Agriculture Committee by ranking member David Scott. Davis has first been appointed last June to fill an opening while Democrats had control of the House. Her appointment coincided with her primarily suburban Kansas City district being redrawn to include 3 rural counties. In a social media post, Davis calls it an honor to represent all parts of the 3rd District and to bring their voices to Washington as work begins on a new farm bill. Davis' return means that half of the Kansas House delegation will continue to serve on the committee, with Republican Tracy Mann of the 1st District named last week by Chairman G.T. Thompson. The top members of the Senate's Finance Committee sent a letter to the White House asking the administration to pursue enforcement action against Canada and Mexico under the USMCA. Inside Trade says that they're concerned about the areas where Canada and Mexico aren't complying with the agreement's rules. especially around energy and agriculture. Ron Wyden and Mike Crapo, the top Democrat and Republican on the committee, sent the letter saying the Office of USTR must continue pursuing full implementation and, where necessary, robust enforcement of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. They also noted that the PAC's full potential remains unrealized. Wyden and Crapo highlighted the current dispute with Mexico over its policy regarding GMO corn imports, as well as Canadian failure to comply with the rules regarding tariff rate quotas on dairy products. Now, the U.S. recently requested dispute settlement consultations for a third time regarding Canada's dairy policy. U.S. and Mexican discussions recently continued last week. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math. Our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills, our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We've got very cold air blanketing Kansas today, and that'll hang around for a little while, with highs staying in the single digits and teens for most of our state. Some occasional light snow flurries are possible, too, mainly in the central and southern counties through the afternoon. The cold will stay with us overnight with clearing skies, and then a slow warm-up begins Tuesday, although temperatures will stay well below average. By Wednesday, we'll have readings back up in the 30s and 40s. On the map heading into the afternoon, high pressure that started out in the Arctic and moved through the northern plains is now parked over central Kansas. Highs will be in the single digits for western Kansas and mostly teens elsewhere. Some light snow flurries possible through the afternoon in the central counties. For tonight, clearing skies will let our temperatures drop below zero in the western high plains, near zero in the central counties, and single digits and low teens in the east. Looking at tomorrow morning, high pressure will stay parked over Kansas. We have a big winter storm developing in northern and central Texas, and that'll bring a lot of freezing rain. We'll get sunshine tomorrow afternoon. That'll help moderate the temperatures a little bit, but most of our state will still be in the 20s. Arctic air starts sliding eastward on Wednesday. With strong high pressure in the Rockies, that'll help us warm up. We should get sunshine back in the 30s and 40s, a little bit warmer on Thursday. This afternoon's highs in northwestern Kansas, single digits, 0 to minus 5 overnight. Low to mid-teens north central and around 0 for tonight's lows. We'll be in the upper teens and low 20s northeast and single digits for the overnight hours. Southwest, single digits and low teens, 5 below to 5 above overnight. Mid to upper teens south central, single digits for the overnight hours. Low to mid 20s southeast and low teens tonight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
There are a few things most farmers agree on. Don't judge folks by their relatives. Always drink upstream from the herd. And if it pays $300 an acre during a drought, well, you gotta check it out. Presenting Sustainable Oils Camelina, a drought-tolerant oil seed crop used for renewable diesel production that can fit right into your rotation. We have a multi-year agreement with ExxonMobil to purchase our renewable diesel. If you're a new grower and get a certified stand, we'll pay you $300 per acre. We'll also provide the seed at no cost. You'll make money while enjoying all the biological benefits of ground cover and protecting the health of your soil. We'll also add income without adding headaches. Early fall planting and early spring harvesting means no interference to your regular routine. Learn more about how Sustainable Oils Camelina could boost profitability on your farm at susoils.com. That's susoils.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out there, but the good excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.
Play that funky music. Play that funky music.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.